Creating a Pitch Decks. Module 1 Introduction to Pitch Decks. 1.1 Overview of Pitch Decks. Definition and Importance of Pitch Decks. Key Elements of a Successful Pitch Deck. Types of Pitch Decks. 1.2 Understanding Your Audience. Identifying your target audience. Understanding the needs and expectations of your audience. Tailoring your pitch deck to your audience. 1.3 Storytelling in Pitch Decks. Importance of Storytelling in Pitch Decks. Tips and Techniques for Effective Storytelling. Developing a story that resonates with your audience. 1.4 Pitch Deck Design. Design Principles for Pitch Decks. Choosing the right fonts and colors. Developing visual aids that support your message. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a brief pitch deck for a business idea. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Provide an overview of your business idea. 30%. Describe the product or service that your business offers. Explain why your business idea is unique and how it solves a problem. 2. Identify your target audience. 30%. Identify the target audience for your pitch deck. Explain the needs and expectations of your target audience. Tailor your pitch deck to your target audience. 3. Develop a story for your pitch deck. 20%. Develop a compelling story for your pitch deck that resonates with your target audience. Incorporate storytelling techniques that are appropriate for your target audience. 4. Design your pitch deck. 20%. Use appropriate design principles for your pitch deck. Choose the right fonts and colors. Develop visual aids that support your message. Evaluation criteria. 1. Business idea overview 30%. The business idea is clearly and concisely described. The idea is unique and solves a problem. 2. Target audience 30%. The target audience for the pitch deck is clearly identified. The needs and expectations of the target audience are explained. The pitch deck is tailored to the target audience. 3. Storytelling in pitch decks, 20%. The story for the pitch deck is compelling and resonates with the target audience. The storytelling techniques used are appropriate for the target audience. 4. Pitch deck design, 20%. The design principles used in the pitch deck are appropriate and effective. The fonts and colors chosen are appropriate and effective. The visual aids used in the pitch deck support the message. Total 100%. Module 2 Key Elements of a Pitch Deck. 2.1 Company Overview. Overview of the company. Company history and milestones. Company vision and mission. 2.2 Problem and Solution. Identifying the problem or need in the market. Providing a unique and effective solution. Demonstrating the value proposition of the solution. 2.3 Market Analysis. Overview of the market and target customers. Market trends and potential opportunities. Competitor analysis. 2.4 Product or Service Overview. Detailed description of the product or service. Unique selling proposition, USP. Product or service features and benefits. Homework. For this assignment, you will be developing key elements of a pitch deck for your business idea. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Company overview 25%. Develop an overview of your company. Include the history, milestones, and the vision and mission of your company. 2. Problem and solution 25%. Identify the problem or need in the market that your business idea solves. Provide a unique and effective solution for the problem. Demonstrate the value proposition of the solution. 3. Market analysis 25%. Develop an overview of the market and target customers. Identify the market trends and potential opportunities. Conduct a competitor analysis. 4. Product or service overview 25%. Provide a detailed description of the product or service. Highlight the unique selling proposition, USP. Explain the features and benefits of the product or service. Evaluation criteria. 1. Company overview 25%. The company overview provides a clear and concise description of the company. The history, milestones, and vision and mission of the company are included. 2. Problem and solution 25%. The problem or need in the market that the business idea solves is clearly identified. The solution for the problem is unique and effective. The value proposition of the solution is demonstrated. 3. Market analysis, 25%. The market analysis provides a clear and concise overview of the market and target customers. The market trends and potential opportunities are identified and explained. The competitor analysis is thorough and insightful. 4. Product or service overview, 25%. The product or service is described in detail and in a clear and concise manner. The unique selling proposition, USP, is clearly and effectively highlighted. The features and benefits of the product or service are explained in a way that demonstrates the value proposition. Total 100%. Module 3 Pitch Deck Content and Delivery. 3.1 Marketing and Sales Strategy. Marketing and Sales Channels. Pricing Strategy. Promotion and Advertising Tactics. 3.2 Financial Projections. Sales Forecasts. Income Statement Projections. Cash Flow Projections. Balance Sheet Projections. 3.3 Team and Management. Overview of the team and management structure. Key personnel and their roles. How the team will execute the plan. 3.4 Call to Action. Encouraging investment or action from the audience. Identifying the next steps for interested parties. Closing the pitch with a clear and compelling call to action. Homework. For this assignment, you will be developing the content and delivery of your pitch deck. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Marketing and Sales Strategy, 25%. Develop a marketing and sales strategy for your business. Describe the marketing and sales channels you plan to use. Explain your pricing strategy and promotion and advertising tactics. 2. Financial projections, 25%. Develop sales forecasts for your business. Create income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet projections. Explain the assumptions you used in developing the projections. 3. Team and management, 25%. Develop an overview of the team and management structure of your company. Identify key personnel and their roles in the company. Explain how the team will execute the plan. 4. Call to action, 25%. Encourage investment or action from your audience. Identify the next steps for interested parties. Close your pitch deck with a clear and compelling call to action. Evaluation criteria. 1. Marketing and sales strategy, 25%. The marketing and sales strategy is well developed and appropriate for the business. The marketing and sales channels are appropriate and effective. The pricing strategy and promotion and advertising tactics are clear and effective. 2. Financial projections, 25%. The sales forecasts and financial projections are realistic and well supported. The income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet projections are well prepared. The assumptions used in developing the projections are clear and reasonable. 3. Team and management, 25%. The team and management structure are well described and appropriate for the business. The key personnel and their roles are clearly identified and appropriate. The explanation of how the team will execute the plan is clear and compelling. 4. Call to action, 25%. The call to action is clear, compelling, and appropriate for the business. The next steps for interested parties are well defined and appropriate. The close of the pitch deck leaves a positive and lasting impression. Total 100%. Module 4 Refining and Practicing Your Pitch Deck. 4.1 Refining Your Pitch Deck. Revising and refining the pitch deck. getting feedback from stakeholders, incorporating changes and improving the pitch deck. 4.2 Practice and Delivery. Preparing for the pitch presentation. Developing a clear and effective delivery style. Practicing and refining the delivery of the pitch. Homework. For this assignment, you will be refining and practicing your pitch deck. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Refining your pitch deck, 50%. Revise and refine your pitch deck based on feedback from your peers and instructor. Incorporate changes and improvements to your pitch deck. Clearly explain the rationale behind the changes you made. 2. Practice and delivery, 50%. Practice delivering your pitch deck to your peers or a mock audience. Refine your delivery style based on feedback from your peers and instructor. Demonstrate a clear and effective delivery style in the final presentation. Evaluation criteria. 3. Refining your pitch deck, 50%. The pitch deck has been revised and refined based on feedback. The changes and improvements made to the pitch deck are clear and appropriate. The rationale behind the changes is explained clearly and effectively. 4. Practice and delivery, 50%. The pitch deck has been delivered to a mock audience or peers. The delivery style has been refined based on feedback and is clear and effective. The final presentation demonstrates a clear and effective delivery style. Total 100%. Module 5 Next Steps. 5.1 Recap of Key Concepts. A summary of the key concepts covered in the training. A review of the pitch deck process and tools and techniques covered in the training. 5.2 Further Resources. A list of recommended resources for further learning on pitch decks. Books, articles, videos, and online courses that cover pitch decks in more depth. 5.3 Next Steps. Tips for applying pitch deck principles in your own work. Suggestions for how to continue practicing and improving your pitch deck skills. 5.4 Feedback and Evaluation. Opportunities for learners to provide feedback on the training. Evaluation of the training's effectiveness in achieving its learning objectives. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a plan for continuing to develop and refine your pitch deck skills. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Reflection on learning, 30%. Describe the most important things you learned about pitch decks in this course. Discuss how you plan to apply these principles in your future work or personal life. 2. Plan for continuing to develop pitch deck skills, 40%. Identify your goals for continuing to develop and refine your pitch deck skills. Describe the resources you plan to use to achieve these goals, such as books, articles, courses, workshops, or mentors. 3. Pitch deck presentation, 30%. Prepare a final pitch deck presentation. Deliver the pitch to a mock audience or peers. Incorporate the feedback received into a final version of the pitch deck. Evaluation criteria. 1. Reflection on learning, 30%. The most important things learned about pitch decks are clearly and concisely described. The plan for applying these principles in future work or personal life is thoughtful and specific. 2. Plan for continuing to develop pitch deck skills, 40%. The goals for continuing to develop and refine pitch deck skills are specific and well-defined. The resources identified to achieve the goals are relevant and appropriate. 3. Pitch deck presentation, 30%. The pitch deck is well designed and visually appealing. The delivery of the pitch deck is clear, compelling, and engaging. The final version of the pitch deck incorporates feedback and is of high quality. Total 100%.